Good morning. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I yield myself to you. I ask you to fill me with yourself, Holy Spirit, and may my words be your words, and may whatever I say glorify you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I made the best decision of my life when I was 12 years old. I was in a Baptist church, and the minister gave an altar call, and I went down to the altar, and I prayed with the minister to ask Jesus to come into my heart. And I remember tears came down my face because I was so touched to realize that Jesus was in my heart. And I want to tell Pastor Philip that Baptists make good Methodists. We do. John Wesley's one of my spiritual heroes. I just want you to know that. I was very blessed to have parents who took me to Sunday school and church every Sunday. At our house, it was not an option. If it was Sunday, you got up, you got dressed, you went to Sunday school and church. And I praise God for that Christian foundation. But as I look back over my life in my late teens and 20s, I got a little complacent about my walk with the Lord. I sort of put him on the sidelines of my life. It was like, it's all right, God. I can handle my life. Well, God wants a love relationship with us. He doesn't want us just to be saved. He wants an ongoing love relationship with us. And sometimes he will allow things in our lives to get our attention. And he did in my life. At the age of 36, I went through a very painful divorce. My husband of almost 15 years left and moved away, and it was very devastating to myself and our three elementary school-age children. You know, I found that sometimes others will let us down, not because they want to, but because they're just human. I know I let people down sometimes. But there is one who will never let us down. We have his word. He will never fail us nor forsake us. So we're to love others, expect the best, believe the best in others. But the one we count on is our Lord. And I choose to walk in forgiveness in his power. I praise God for that Christian foundation that I received as I was growing up. Parents, that's the best gift you can give your child, is to teach them about Jesus and give them the opportunity to learn about him and to have that relationship. Because in your life, when everything is shaken, what cannot be shaken will be what remains. And that's your foundation in the Lord. When I went through my divorce, I went running to my Heavenly Father. And he was right there to embrace me. He was my refuge in the storm. And I sought him as I never had before. I could not get enough of his word. I would read it day and into the night. And that is where I drew my comfort. That is where I drew my strength. His word carried me. Because in the natural, my life was too hard. I was raising three children alone. Actually, I wasn't alone because the Lord was right there with me. But that is where I drew my strength and my comfort in his word. I remember putting scripture on my mirror in the bathroom to read before I went to work each day because I was that dependent on God and his word. But that's what I want to be. That's what I want to be, is that dependent on him. He wants to be our first love. He doesn't want to be a part of our life. He wants to be our life. That's our Lord. And during those months after my divorce, I was starting that love relationship with him. I was divorced in August of 1982. And about 7 months later, On March 21st, 1983, I had a very beautiful experience with the Lord, and I would like to share that with you. It was about 10 o'clock at night. My children were all sound asleep in their beds, and I was on my knees by my bed praying. And I just wanted to tell the Lord how much I loved him. I wasn't asking anything from him. I just wanted to express from the depths of my heart how much I loved him. And I couldn't think of any words beautiful enough to tell him how much I loved him. And I think the first thing I said was, "Alleluia." And then from there, I started speaking in a beautiful heavenly language that just poured out for me. And I could feel his love washing over me. And I could feel that deep hurt in my heart start to heal. That was March 21st, 1983, and I have never been the same since that night. God did a work in my heart. He gave me a greater love for him, a greater love for his word, to want to know his word, to know him through his word, a greater love for others, and a desire to pray for others, especially the unsaved. You know, the word says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I had more of a desire to worship him. I'm not a Martha, I'm a Mary. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is an ongoing thing in our lives. I ask him to fill me every day because I need his strength and his power and his anointing. I want a heart like his. I want a heart like his. I want to be used by him. I want to be his servant. I've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And I want whatever's left of this life to glorify him. But in order to do that, I have to be empty of self. He can't use me if I'm full of Polly. But as I yield myself, he will fill me with his Holy Spirit. John, in the book of John, John the Baptist said in John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. And I pray that every day, Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease. I say it out loud because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's where fasting comes in. I love this book. This is one of the most powerful books I've ever read and very inspirational. On page 147 of this book, Awakening, Stovall Weems says, fasting is about drawing closer to God and surrendering at a deeper level. I'm going to read that again. Fasting is about drawing closer to God and surrendering at a deeper level. I read this book, Awakening, this summer. And I'll be honest with you, I had fasted a few times through the last 20 some odd years, just a few times, maybe a 3-day fast. But it was not a part of my journey. But when I read this book, I thought, this needs to be a part of my journey. You know, in the Bible, it doesn't say if you fast, it says when you fast. And I was missing out on that. And after reading his book, I was so inspired to do a 21-day fast. So I did in September, and then again in November. And it's interesting to hear the different things that God asks people to fast from. Mine was some favorite foods of mine. I like sugar. I like cookies. So desserts are gone. And comfort foods like pasta, bread, potatoes, rice, things that really aren't this good for the temple. And that's what I've been giving up. And you know, it's really funny. I haven't bought cookies in a long time. It's like God's delivered me from cookies. Praise God. So, but I have found, this is the good part, I can hear him speaking to me more clearly. The minute I think something that is not of the Lord, I get a check from the Holy Spirit. For example, if I'm feeling or if I have a judgmental thought about another person or another situation, The Holy Spirit quickens me, and I repent. And what he's showing me, I think I'm about to lose my mic here. What he's showing me is that instead of being critical, pray for that person. Pray for that situation. That's what Jesus would do. I want a heart like his. I think one way of having a heart like his is to know him intimately through his word. I read one time, to consume the word until it consumes you. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm praying for our congregation. Because when we're full of his word and God puts an unsaved person in our paths, we'll know how to minister to that person. We will say what God said about salvation and how to live a Christian life. So that is a real desire of my heart, is to know God even more through his word, to hide it in my heart. And the Holy Spirit is faithful to bring it to your remembrance when you've hidden it in your heart. When Hunter shared last Sunday, that was so powerful. I think he's only a freshman in seminary. Wow. But one of the things he said was, we all have a mission. God has a mission for each and every one of us on this earth. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. While we were in our mother's womb, he knew what mission he had for us. And I want to complete my mission to his glory. And I can do that through fasting and prayer and worship. God bless you. God bless this church. And God bless our shepherd, Pastor Philip, for leading us in this time of prayer and fasting. Glory to God. Alleluia.